Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Japodcast. This is not going to be an easy one. This past weekend was in a near fatal car accident, and I hate being dramatic, but it was, I don't know how I survived it, to be honest with you. And so this episode, you know, been having so many people, thank you so much for reaching out over the weekend. You know, I wanted to share my story because A, it's easier to link people to a tweet with what happened than explain it 1,000 times once people found out. And that kind of happened, you know, it was a really good feeling to see everybody look out for me. But I've been dealing with the aftermath of all this. No justice. These assholes that stole another second car, crashed into me and took off on foot. Still haven't been found last I checked. I'm waiting to call the local police department and see if any updates on that. And just, you know, been in a bit of discomfort and everything. But I kind of wanted to, you know, you never know when your time, it's your time to go. But I wanted to, recollect on that whole day, Saturday here in Orlando, Florida, what happened to me, how it kind of, everything I remember, just so I kind of have it documented while it's still sadly fresh in my mind. And, you know, I've always been a strong guy mentally, physically, very fortunate in my life. And if my 2021 bingo card after COVID had near fatal car accident by a stolen hit and run going 90 miles an hour on I-4 was not expected to be on it. So just grateful to be alive. Grateful my dog wasn't injured. Seriously, she usually sits on the left side behind, right behind me in my car. But I had put her like car wash bag or her wash bag. I was, you know, basically my Saturday plans were this. I had a day off to relax. I was going to take my dog to the dog park in Winter Park. You know, I usually take her to one nearby, but the Winter Park one's a giant one with a trail and awesome area. She has so many other dogs to play with. And so I want to take a nice, it was a beautiful day out, you know. And I usually take her in my SUV, but I had lent and, you know, no blame here, but I lent my SUV to my sister-in-law the day before because she was in a small fender bender and couldn't drive her car. And my brother was out of town with his car. You know, I lent that car without hesitation because that's the kind of guy I am. And I was like, all right, well, I have my other car still. And I had leased the second car. You know, I would never own two cars, but when I had my ankle surgery, when I had torn my Achilles tendon, I couldn't drive stick shift for 6 months and ended up with cabin fever. Didn't want to trade in my Ford Focus RS and got a nice, you know, Mazda CX-9 SUV. And it kind of worked out. It was like kind of a secret benefit of, you know, when Kenny was living with me, having a couple big wrestlers in my car would not fit in my RS comfortably. So I had a nice big 7-seater SUV. And that kind of helped with road trips to AEW shows in Jacksonville. And, you know, it worked out. And then fortunately, you know, I extended my lease by 6 months to January this coming year so I could use it for CO in December. So, but, you know, typical Friday night, relaxing, playing some games. You know, I've been working on some upcoming DreamHack stuff. CEO is in less than 2 months. Please pay attention to the news. You know, if you listen to this and you've already asked for a refund for CEO because, you know, cases are rising, they're actually dropping fast, really fast. And I pray that it continues to drop because things are kind of looking good in a way where still requiring vaccinations, masks and everything, but a lot more people can feel more comfortable coming down to Florida because even the news is like, wow, this is a really major drop and, you know, tourist season's over. So more people are getting vaccinated, but you know, so Saturday morning I wake up I usually like to go to the gym. I did not, I skipped the morning. So, you know, I'm going to go to the dog park, meet up with my buddy, my best friend, Orlando. We were going to go to IKEA and Target. He was going to buy something for his daughter. I was going to go pick up some stuff for my new desk setup so I can do my YouTube video at some point. And thank God he wasn't in the car with me because whoever was in that left back seat would not be here today. And, you know, it's just scary to think about. It's going to replay in my mind what else I could have done that day if I was in the SUV, what would have happened, you know, Elise. And cars are replaceable. My life is not, obviously. And if I were to go away, I mean, it'd be chaos with, you know, all the money invested in CEO this year, 3,000 participants, who knows who would, you know, Tong and Mike and Alex and Rick and all my friends would definitely, you know, be like, this is what Jubilee would want, but let's not think about that. But it just wild to think about of all the cars, you know, of just the timing of it. And I couldn't see it coming. And that's the scariest part of it all. I have actually been very fortunate to avoid car accidents since I was 18 years old, where I was in one, which wasn't even my fault. Somebody turned into me, but it was at like 40 miles an hour. So nothing death defying. But for me to be driving, minding my own business, right on that dangerous part of I-4 that I always am very extra alert on, to just whack in the back from a car going 90 miles an hour that had just been carjacked, running from the cops, which I don't think the cops were on I-4 yet. They were still on like the John Young Orange Blossom Trail from these other news stories I'm reading about this bigger story that, you know, it just sucks, man. Going back and reading that article is like, yeah, they got into a car accident on I-4 before fleeing on foot, not mentioning that somebody almost lost their life and vehicular manslaughter and all that shit. But, you know, leading up to it, I just think back, like, what else could have done? It literally took 24 hours before the visualization of what had happened hit me in a way where I'm like, oh boy, I'm very in control of my mind. And I'm also very ADHD, so I'm always thinking of a million things. But that thought of getting hit, catching Tifa midair from the right back seat, flying into the front, and then bracing for impact on the barricade with my shoulder, which has been pretty badly damaged, but, you know, I'll recover in time with that. It's just insane to think about. And then, you know, so I'm about to give you the visualization of like just how I experienced it, what happened after. I am so self-aware it hurts sometimes because I just remember almost everything. And, you know, just driving minding my business, getting hit, spinning at least three times into the barricade. And it's crazy looking back, like every car in front of us was already gone. Every car behind us had stopped. And as soon as I got hit, grabbed Tifa, spun into the barricade, I just sat there in shock of like, what the fuck just happened? And then my instincts kicked in of, are the other people okay? And then the other instinct of, oh my God, I might become rich overnight, you know, if this was somebody, you know, driving the car's fault or what had happened, did they slip? But when you see the damage of the car, especially when I went to the tow yard and signed off on it for the adjusters to come and check it to see if it's a fixable state, which, yeah, once they see that, go, how the hell does this guy live and all that, was to, you know, to get out and just be like, is everyone else okay? But the first thing I remember after being stuck, my back seat, you know, crushed, Tifa's in the right seat shaking like hell, was I heard screaming from witnesses like, there's fuel on the ground, get out before it like burns or on fire. And I'm like, if you guys want to hear me go into a scared mode, I'm like, come on, baby, let's go. Like while I'm shaking, grabbing her to push out the passenger side and cross over and literally like fall out of the car while holding her leash with my good arm. So she wouldn't run into like I-4 traffic. And that was the scariest part, is like, I had my dog with me. And looking back, like if she was in that left scene, I had to see my dog crush. And I apologize for these visuals, guys. I don't know what I would have done. But the moment I got out of the car, I looked to see the other car that had hit me, and it was like 60 feet away. And then I look up to like 5 feet behind my car, and a, you know, African-American male, Afro, white tank top, literally. And that's exactly what I wrote in the police report. I'm like, I feel bad writing this out. They're like, no, write exactly what you saw. And that's what I saw. Literally jumped 15 feet over the bridge to the next level, which was an on-ramp, and then jumped again another like 10, 15 feet to the lower level. And I didn't think to take video of that. I was still in shock. You know, I wish I did, or I wish I tried to stop that asshole, but obviously I just got hit by a 90 mile an hour car. According to the witness, they said they were flying so fast. They don't know how, like it wasn't a 20 car pileup or some huge situation. And thank God it wasn't for other people, but that might've been a bigger story where everyone actually paid attention to me. And that was the worst part of it all. You know, I got out, the police showed up, they thought I was the one who caused the accident, looking at my car, and everyone's like, no, that's the victim. You know, I'm like, oh God, not this shit. And right away, like, do you need a fire department? Like, I think I'm okay. But so I see this kid run away. I go hold Tifa. I'm like, and you know, and I'm figuring out, let me go get my phone out of the car. And it was stuck between the chairs, man, that iPhone survived that crash. Everything else in my car, like my garage openers and my gate opener for the neighborhood, couldn't find it afterwards. You know, it was gone. My air freshener gone. So everything was gone. I emptied out the front dash, obviously, because I had my registration and everything. I'm just like trying to piece it together. I'm like, could have I avoided that? But I couldn't see it coming. And, you know, I'm out of the car. Witnesses, there's like four other cars that stopped behind me to make sure I was okay. Like, and then as soon as the cops go, no, these guys ran on foot. And I remember looking back down and seeing a cop like searching the area. And there was blood from one of the kids. And this is the crazy part. I only saw one kid run away after the hit and run. Supposedly there was two people that ran on foot and got away and kidnapped or carjacked another car And get this, the other car that was carjacked, and I'm 100% sure this is correlated to the same incident, because it was the same road, same Dodge Challenger that hit me, that was, you know, was in a car accident or an accident on I-4 before fleeing on foot. And they found the car with the two victims the next day, thanks to reports. And it was parked off by some like warehouse on Orange Blossom Trail, but they haven't found the culprits yet. And I just hope they get their fair justice. Some people saw them running and limping after dropping, and they're like, they must be dead in a bush or something. And it's just, it's crazy to think. But the stolen car itself, right? Well, first, I get out of the car, right? And the witnesses come up to me, and they're looking at me like, how the fuck are you walking right now? I'm like, what happened? You know, I'm just like, I've been, you know, I've been through a table in wrestling. No, you know, I'm like, just adrenaline. I know my body. I go to physical therapy for other, you know, my full body, back and everything. So I kind of knew what was happening in my mind in shock, and I was bleeding from my head a little bit. Luckily, the airbags and that Ford Focus, you know, and, you know, I'll go back into why I got that car in the first place. But, you know, it just, witnesses are checking on me. The cops are there. Two people filed out a report. I tried to fill one out, which was just basically minding my own business, driving, got hit, saw somebody flee on foot from the scene of the crime, or whatever you want to call it. And then some bitch, I'm just going to say this now, was driving on the off ramp and saw me like on the side of the bridge, go, you fucking dumbasses. And like, oh, I wanted to just go off on that. I'm like, you know what? That person's an idiot and good luck in life. But, and literally screamed that out. I'm like, oh, if this idiot already only knew. So forgive my French, but you know, so about half an hour later, the owner of the car shows up, this guy named John, shows up, and he's like, oh my God, like my car, you know, I just got this. It's brand new. I was driving to my daughter's birthday where it got, when it got carjacked at a car wash, and just wild to even think about. And this is after a post supposed bank robbery that was in this other news story that I linked on Twitter. And, you know, just going back and seeing the pictures, and, you know, people couldn't really gauge how bad it was until the car was at the pound where you could actually see the left side, because I hit the barricade. Obviously, the barricade did its job. My Ford Focus RS did its job. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of driving stick shift because I feel like I'm in control. Irony there. And it's just fun for me. But I, you know, I'm approaching my 40s. It's kind of time to move on. And I had first had a Ford Focus ST. And that was a, you know, a not as fast version, but a very fun car. And back then, that car was actually cheap. It was only like 26 grand at the time. And my payments were like 270 or whatever. And after a year, I had to go in to update my Apple CarPlay at the Ford dealership. And they had an RS in stock. And this is 2017. And the guy's like, do you want to test drive it? We got one in. I'm like, man, no, I'm not here to upgrade my car, you know, or change my car. I test drove and realized, holy shit, this is one of the fastest cars I've ever driven. And that thing's like 0 to 60 in 4.5. All-wheel drive. So in the rain, very safe car. You know, Ford built that thing for racetracks, crashes, stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? I never make stupid big purchases. I make a lot of stupid little purchases on statues and collectibles. But I was like, you know what? I've been working really hard. This was at the time where my dream hack job was, you know, doing well. Everything was going well. And I just wanted a nicer car. And I didn't have a dog at the time. You know, I wanted to splurge. So I got the car, fell in love with it. And then, you know, 4 years later, barely drove, it was barely at 20,000 miles. And that car at the time was being marked up to like 48 grand because it was so hard to find. And they only made them after 3 years because of how EPA laws are changing. If you want to learn about the future of electric cars, look up Ford Focus EPA 95 or something like that. It's a whole story about how Ford has to get rid of cars like that, that are ultra fast with gasoline. Because for every like mile or every one they sell that is above the EPA limit from the government, they pay like out the ass to the government for making these cars. So that's why they've stopped. They only make trucks. They only make, you know, a Mustang is their only like car. They don't make any of the other stuff. They don't make Focuses anymore in America, only in the UK. So found an opportunity to buy another RS. I would probably get it replaced with that through the insurance, but we'll see. And just the biggest fear of this is, you know, I had to pay $600 to make sure Tifo is okay. I already talked to the lawyers and insurance. They can't cover that because it's personal property. The other guy, stolen car, but he has insurance. So I know after they adjust my car and see what it's worth, they're probably going to go after that. And, you know, I take the license plate. I asked him for his information, but the cops said he couldn't go into his car because it was a stolen car. So I couldn't get his information, just the license plate, which, you know, I have the information now. and just to see what had happened. He comes, you know, the cops come, get my statement. I'm literally sitting there for 2-3 hours waiting on the stupid tow truck to come for me to sign off on. And they finally show up to get my car out of there. You may listen to this, Kaylee, somebody special that came and left work and got the day off to take care of me and make sure I was okay. She came, picked me up. She took me to the ER to get, to make sure I was okay. I had to get CAT scans where I saw an Xbox Kinect up top, which if you do the research, Xbox Kinect has actually helped a lot of the medical field and for tracking and motion and all that cool stuff. So, it's not a meme. It actually works for everything but gaming. But did all that, going through ER is actually relatively fast. Wore my mask, didn't see a lot of like COVID patients going in or out or anything crazy like that. I had to do the triage. I just want to make sure I was okay because, a lot of people rely on me and I know the long-term damage that could come from something like that. So you're going to see me, not going away. I've seen you in a couple months. I have responsibilities. Just going to take the next few days off to just relax with my dog, who's not so much terrified, but she's different. She's obviously in shock. And I'll never forget when I grabbed her and I put her in the right seat before getting out of the car, she was shaking profusely and I had to calm her down and spend a good few minutes, but the witnesses that were there, some were on vacation, brought me water, took good care of me until the police arrived, and no ambulance. I sucked it up because that's the strong idiot I am. And I went to the ER, made sure I was okay, got a lot of tests back, no real serious damage. It does kind of hurt to laugh still. I do have a lot of bruises on my left side that I couldn't feel until like the day later, unless I touched it. Right arm, I can't raise it above like my chest. And so just wild to think about everything that I had to go through, obviously, and never saw it coming. And it's just going to replay in my mind. How could I change that? Now, if that was my SUV, much safer, bigger car, it's a lease, easily replaced, it'd be like, hey, got hit by a hit and run, insurance covers this, get another lease or something after I get rid of the Ford, but going to miss this car. It was a lot of fun to drive. Everywhere I pulled up, people checked it out. They loved it. I didn't waste much money on it. I just got a nice custom paint job with a ceramic, so I didn't have to wash it much. And like LED lights, because I'm an idiot, underneath. I didn't spend too much into it. It's a material thing. I'm going to appreciate life a lot more, which I honestly already did. And that was pretty much it. So now what I'm dealing with, Kaylee, thank you again. Everyone, thank you again. Sunday comes, I go to the emergency vet, take her in. I did not drive. Everyone is like, please don't drive today. I actually woke up with blurry vision and everyone's like, you might be concussed. Thank God. I actually read the medicine I was taking, which was anti-inflammatories and muscle spasm for my arms. And funny story, I've been hitting it hard at the gym for whatever comes next in my wrestling career or whatever else happens when COVID's kind of easier to manage for the world. But I've been doing extra shoulder workouts like every other day that I've been doing at home. It's basically 15 raises and 5 different workouts 4 times over and over. It's hard to explain over a podcast, but just something I was doing, and that kind of built up my shoulder strength. And I took a lot of the brunt, but I was going the speed limit because I know how dangerous that curve is. I was about to get ready to jump on the 408. So I was in the middle lane. I wasn't even in the fast lane. So I'm assuming because he hit my left side, that these assholes were on the left side running and then like tried to avoid a car in the fast lane and then boom, hit me switching to the middle lane. Like I'll never know. I wish there was cams or something. It's just wild to think. So no more sports cars for me, but it did save my life. It did its job. It absorbed the impact. It's just crazy to think I was also moving in the same direction, but for it to hit me that hard, to spin me like 3 times is like movie quality crash. I just really hope these assholes are found. So Sunday, I took Tifa to the vet, because what had happened is Saturday afternoon, I wanted to drop her off to the dog sitter so I could go to the ER and not, stress her. Melissa, awesome dog sitter, had multiple dogs. She's like, of course I'll take her, right away, and took her, and then told me, first sent me pictures of Tifa happy as hell with around other dogs. I'm like, thank God. And then she started limping. Like every few walks, she would like lift her leg up. And Melissa's like, yeah, I'm like, let me know how it goes. Let me pick her up in the morning, take her to the vet. So she was still kind of limping in the morning, took her to the vet. Everything came back clear. I spent $350 just for x-rays to be safe. Hopefully somehow Dan Newland, who I'm speaking to, gets that money back or, through PIP, because I had good insurance. I hope they catch these bastards, man. And, you know, they probably, if they're running and robbing a bank and stealing cars, then they probably don't have any kind of insurance and I'm fucked either way. But, you know, Sakaar's gone. I went to the tow truck on Monday, or the towing Ace Wrecker on OBT, to check it. And the guy, like, looking at the car, they had the other car, that the Dodge Challenger. I'm like, can I take a picture? He's like, no, it's a crime scene. Cops have been investigating for fingerprints and all that. And then my car was outside in the back. He's like, man, you're one lucky son of a bitch. I see a lot of wrecks, but holy shit. And, you know, just, it sucks to look back at it, but I'm a positive force and I hate it sometimes. I really want to be pissed off at the world and, you know, talk about how unfair it is, but life goes on. If I would have passed away, you know, everyone would have mourned for a few days and then moved on. But I'm very happy to still be here. You know, a lot of people, I hope this inspires to kind of treat their friends better, because you just never know. And boy, am I avoiding I-4 for a while. Like, I'm actually not terrified to drive, but I shouldn't, because of my right arm. I can't like use quick reflexes with it yet, but already setting up therapy. I'm going to go to a chiropractor through Dan Newland just to make sure, because I do feel sore all over. And just, again, thank you so much for checking on me. If this is your first time listening to your podcast, it's probably because of the Adam Cole podcast last week. And last week was great. Melty Blood Type Lumina came out. Nickelodeon Brawl came out this morning. We've got Nintendo announcing the final Smash character in about 50 minutes. I wanted to stream, let people know I'm okay, and kind of keep talking about the situation so it doesn't fester in my mind. But I need to take a few days and relax and kind of deal with this insurance, deal with the lawyer stuff, see if anything be done. Because if these... the crazy part about the story is the police were pulling over the Dodge Challenger, arresting one, the driver, and then the passenger jumped in the driver's seat during the arrest and then took off and then hit me. So for that to be a chain of events, like, is that, you know, in my mind is like, did the police do something wrong? Is that something that could be a part of this situation? It's just, could it have been prevented before these assholes got on I-4 and could have damaged so many more people, man, and killed. It just sucks that there's no major, you know, just another I-4 crash, another statistic. Florida man almost got Jabali. And, oh, God, I can crack my neck like you wouldn't believe right now, just even swaying it. So going to make sure I'm okay with chiropractors to go through Dan Newland. You know, last week, Cole, Knack, and Kenny came over. We played games. And then yesterday, Kenny was coming over to, we hang out almost every Monday. That's kind of their day off. But the door knocks. I'm thinking it's Kenny and it's Adam Cole again. He didn't even text me saying he was coming over. I'm like, oh, you're here. He's like, oh shit, I should have texted him. I'm like, dude, no, this is awesome. So they came to check on me, which was amazing to have, you know, good friend. That's how good of these people are, as much as their heels on TV. I don't want to spoil anything, but they came over. We finally showed Adam Cole 4-player Sunset Riders on, you know, PlayStation 4 had a version of it. And it was just awesome to hang out with those guys. Kenny brought me a lot of extra supplements and stuff. You know, I'm probably obviously not going to work out. I'm going to try to do some cardio because my legs are good. And, you know, Cole is looking at me all last night. He's like, how are you walking around right now? How are you still not in shock? I'm like, I've done a lot of roller coasters in my life. It was like that. But the fact that I survived it, the fact that my dog's okay, that's all that matters right now. I just pray to God the insurance doesn't, you know, I actually have a friend that works at Ford. Shout out to Broza, amazing commentator in the FGC and Smash community. He works at Ford and he's like, here's the latest Kelly Blue Book. Make sure they don't go below 35K. You know, this is what they're actually selling for. And mine only had 20,000 miles because I would mostly drive the SUV unless I wanted to, you know, go for a joyride. And 20,000 miles, all the other cars selling for like 38 that are Ford Focus RSs. And again, very rare car. It's not easy to find them. And the moment they're like on sale used somewhere, they're gone. What you recall, that car is basically going to be the next Toyota Supra in like 20 years, I think. And that was going to be my fun car and then always have a SUV. But I'm looking at either a Ford Bronco in January, if they're possible to get, or a Tesla or the Ford F-150 Lightning. And I've never liked trucks. I've never liked bigger cars, but it just makes sense doing events and having people with me, having my dog to be in a nice, safer car in case of a situation like this. I'm not a major speeder. I'll be honest. I never go more than like 10 over the speed limit and make sure nobody's around and stuff like that. Or when I have friends, I drive the speed limit perfectly. And that's how you piss off people in Orlando or Florida. Drive the speed limit, make them wait behind you. But I just, you know, one more time, guys, thank you so much. If you only knew, my phone was blowing up. Family members, friends, wrestlers, shout outs to, you know, Cody Rhodes, X-Pac DM'd me. Obviously, Kenny checked on me the most. You know, all my close friends were just, you know, I was putting the story out there just to show people what, you know, it wasn't for, you know, sympathy or anything. I just want to let people know how fucking crazy Orlando is. And I've lived here all my life. I've never been in an accident like that or expected to be a part of a hit and run chase. So I just hope, you know, there's JFJ, as Kenny says it, justice for Jabali. I hope these sons of bitches are found. I'm going to call the crime line and just see some updates today. Going to talk to the lawyer stuff, see where that goes. Cause I just don't want to do anything wrong. I just don't want to be like, okay, my medical insurance covers it, deal with the bills later, see what the insurance offers and move on. I don't want anything left unturned. I want to see if there's any possibility of compensation, obviously, cause I'm not going to be able to do a lot of work. And, you know, I tweeted out, please no refund requests this weekend. I still got refund requests for CEO. And then some are like, hey, I'm so sorry, man. I'm so glad you're alive. Could I get a refund? I'm like, you sons of bitches. That's the worst part. But obviously still honoring them. I have to keep the processing fees now because I got to start ordering stuff. And, you know, unless I'm dead, guys, I'm going to be running my events. And, you know, and I know how much people rely. And I just want to see my FGC. And again, please, guys, trust me. The cases are going down. I hope it continues. Please get vaccinated. That's the easiest way to attend events because a lot of people are going to start requiring it. I'm going to the Final Fantasy concert, Remake Orchestra, on October 16th, Saturday night. And they're now requiring vaccination cards to go to the show. So that's amazing. You know, it's going to be a way of life for the next couple of years, in my opinion. So let's see you kind of lead into that. And I'm going to do that event. Even if 1,000 people refund, we're still going to have 2,500 attendees. I'm still going to run the best damn event I can. And a couple weeks off from the gym, going to get some physical therapy for my shoulder. Just make sure I'm back to 100% because I'm not going to let this stop me from getting in shape or continue to, you know, my physical goals and stuff. I'm going to focus on mentally getting better. Again, I still visualize almost like a PTSD episode of exactly what happened, how I might have avoided it, all that stuff. So that's going to haunt me for a while, but I'm going to be always open with you guys to talk about it. You know, because my life is to make the most of it. I have fun. You know, I get my free time. I get to see my friends and I get to travel the world. Obviously COVID slowed that down, but very grateful to be alive. Again, you know, hug your friends all the time, man. Be careful out there. Be more alert. And just enjoy, you know, Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl if you're going to be playing that this week. I'm not sure what system I'm going to get it on. Melty Blood. ECT just had an event offline this week, and a lot of events are coming back. So stop saying CO should be canceled. No. You know, going to take our precautions. All our staff is ready to go. I'm really looking forward to seeing everybody. And just hope I don't have to ask for a donation drive for all of Tifa's bills because nobody else is going to pay for it. And it just that's the one takeaway from all this. I'm the one who's going to suffer the most with the costs, with the pain, that, you know, and then these guys, if they escape, they get off scot-free to do more damage in the future because, you know, they're going to do something like this again. And it just sucks to think about that there's people out there that almost killed me. You know, almost killed the guy they carjacked. They had kidnapped victims. They could have done so much more damage in the other car. And it just sucks to think about how all that, you know, could have been so much worse. And, you know, if I didn't have my phone on me to post this stuff, people would not have found out. Nobody would have came to help me out or would have known. You know, I was in shock just dealing with it, seeing all these cars pass by. Look at the accident as if, oh, there's a fast car. That guy must have been speeding. Like, I just hate feelings like that. Last time, thank you so much for listening. Sorry if this was a hard episode to swallow, but I really appreciate you guys. I should be back next week with another podcast, catch up on gaming and everything. You know, if anything, this makes me want to just stay home more and not go anywhere and focus on more content creation, having fun and getting on a real good gym stream work schedule to kind of just take it easy for the next few months going into next year. So stay safe out there. And again, love you guys. Thank you so much.